Chris Williams, who is, of course, finished up his career at Vanderbilt and just got back from the combine. Now, just to give you an idea of what we're talking about here with Chris Williams, this is a young man that Sporting News has projected going 16th overall in the draft to the Minnesota Vikings. He's also been projected by ESPN to go 13th to the Carolina Panthers. So we're talking about a guy that's a top 20 guy here in the upcoming NFL draft, and he joins us now. Chris, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We are fantastic, Chris. I'll tell you what, let's go backwards first before we go forward. Baton Rouge, Louisiana. 245 pounds coming out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Now, you know, it was one thing. There was a lot of talk always about old Earl Bennett, how he came out of Birmingham and how he didn't end up at Alabama or at Auburn. But goodness gracious, Baton Rouge. Now, you had to grow up pulling for those Tigers, didn't you?
I actually grew up a Southern fan, but I was LSU baseball fan. And I was a little too undersized to play tackle that when I came out of high school. So
were they on you at all?
None at all.
Not at all. So he said, this is one of those circumstances, Jeff, that we've seen so often. And I know in my coaching career at the D3 level, I had kids that, you know, nobody wanted, and they grew up in college. Here's a guy that was in Baton Rouge that LSU doesn't even look at, and now he's a top 20 pick potentially in the NFL. It happens all the time in a college game.
Sure, it happens in the NFL, too. Sometimes guys come in undrafted free agents. Sometimes they're first-round picks. They mature. They become all pros. And it's. I remember when we drafted or didn't draft John Randall, signed him as a free agent out of Texas Western.
Right.
And he ended up being an all-pro, undrafted player. He came out. He was 240 pounds, undersized, defensive tackle. Ended up being the best defensive tackle in the NFL. And those kind of stories happen all the time. And here's Chris. That's a similar type of story.
Now, what I like about you, Chris, is you're 6 foot six. I joked about you putting some weight on, and about what, 315 pounds or so?
Yeah, I'm about 315. I put on probably 70 through college.
About 70 pounds through college. So you came out of college, you were about 245 pounds. The thing is that you look extremely athletic, you know, at 6'6", and you play left tackle, and you have to have that great footwork. People think linemen, they just think they're big slobs that are just getting in the way, but, you know, you got to have that, you know, that kick slide, you know, you got to be able to have that footwork to play the position. Talk a little bit about your athletic background other than football, because I would imagine you played some other sports.
Right. I mean, I was a baseball player growing up. I wanted to play pro baseball, strange enough. And just grew up playing baseball from the time I was probably 5 years old on up. And then got to middle school, started playing football, played baseball through high school, threw the discus a little bit in high school also, and played football. And cut my baseball career short, didn't play my senior year. I talked to my baseball coach. He thought it was best if I just focused on football because that's where my offers would come from. And been playing ever since.
Do you ever like want to go over there and talk to Tim Corcoran and say, hey, you know, what do you say? Can I take some BP or something? I mean, come on.
I actually joke with Kalitri about that all the time, and I've taken some BP on the field during the summer. Yeah. So it's a lot of fun. I love baseball. I go to as many games as I can.
All right, so now you come through Vanderbilt, and, of course, last year, man, you guys were so close so many times. You know, talk about the emotion of the season. I know that the Georgia game, you were right there, you know, and what no, you know, who knows how that catapults it. But it was so close to being a really great season. But talk a little bit about your experience playing for Coach Johnson.
It was a great experience. I mean, I think I probably have the best career I could have outside of winning more games, but I think we did a tremendous amount for the program as a group that came in 2003. And, I mean, we were close a lot of times, but at the same time, we got to the point where this year everybody was playing their best game to date when they played us. Georgia played their best game to date when they played us here in Nashville, and it kind of turned that season around. So, I mean, in that respect, that's good, but at the same time, we would like to pull off those close games. We'd like to have, you know, 3-4 of those go in our favor.
Right, right. And certainly, of course, now with Earl Bennett and yourself and, you know, going into the draft and with Jay Cutler coming out of there and being a high pick and having success in the NFL, you know, it doesn't hurt you going forward. Now, talk a little bit. Let's get to the combine, because the combine, you know, everybody watching it on the NFL Network and so on, and you see those guys. Talk a little bit about that whole process. And first of all, your preparation before the combine, were you surprised by anything, or were you in one of these training programs that had you ready to go?
I wasn't one of those training programs, but it was right there at Vandy with Coach Sis. He's probably the best strength coach in America, in my opinion. And I mean, we had he goes to the combine. He has all the drills. We got tapes of the drills. We know all the basic stuff. You know, all the short shuttles and the L drills and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So I've been in Nashville since training specifically for the combine since the day after Christmas I got back. And I've been going since then, and we knew what to expect going in, and I felt like I went in and performed well, and it was a great experience. So
takes a lot of patience, though, the combine, doesn't it, Chris, for a player? Because the pro teams are prodding at you, they're poking at you, the doctors, the medical team, and right. They're really checking you out carefully.
Yeah, definitely. That's probably one of the larger parts of it for the teams. I mean, of course, all the fans like to watch the guys run and do this and do that, but the teams are more focused on the interviews and the medical stuff because they want to make sure you're clean if they're going to draft you. And for me personally, I'm a guy who's never had a major surgery, but I had 3 hours worth of MRIs, so I had 3 MRIs to get at the combine.
Right.
So that's just kind of the extent of they go to. It's like free MRI day. Hey, who wants an MRI? Come and get one. So
right. Chris, let's talk about you coming back for your senior year at Vanderbilt and a fifth year in the program. What did that mean to you, and did you think that really helped you as you kind of got through the process and getting ready to become a professional?
Yeah, I think it definitely helped me. Being at a position like offensive line, a defensive line, a linebacker, it's a position where the more experience you have helps you, assuming you don't have any major injury or anything like that. But the more experience you have, it's just going to make you a better player. And there's more game film that scouts get to watch because the more film they have and they get to see you improve over time, then they kind of know what to expect at the next level.
You know, and you talk about that, which you're, you know, being a Vandy guy, all right, and I would assume, have you graduated yet, or you're on schedule to graduate?
Yeah, I finished in December.
All right, so you're done. All right, so you got your degree from Vandy. I would think that is something that plays really well for you when you're at the combine and you're having gone through those meetings and talking, because a Vandy education is nothing to be sneezed at. I mean, this is, you have to be able to present yourself well and so on. Plus, you got to be able to stay out of trouble. And, anymore in the NFL, when you start talking about character issues that come up in the league, yeah, I would think that teams like that about you, that you're a good guy.
Definitely. Commissioner Goodell is going towards a safer league, you say. They're getting guys that are safer guys. They don't want, I guess, high-risk guys that get in trouble. You know, they get a lot of money and they get in trouble, or, you know, they're doing whatever. I mean, it's just rough. I mean, and teams are trying to invest a lot of money in the players, and if, you know, I'm potentially going to get drafted in the first round, if a team's going to spend that many millions of dollars on me, they want to make sure that they get that much work out of me too, and I'm not going to, you know, get in trouble 2 years down the line and be done.
Did they talk to you about any of that at all, or was it strictly meat market stuff, or did they actually talk to you guys about the look, you know, in a few months here you're going to be rookies in the NFL, and you see what's happening, what a Pac-Man Jones was losing a year or two out of his career, and other guys, Michael Vick is in jail, and all that kind of stuff. Did they kind of coach you up a little on that?
They definitely did, and the Players Association talked to us also, and they spoke about how, you know, they wanted high-character guys, and they want guys that are going to play in this league a long time, and you have to be smart to do that. And, you know, teams ask you about your arrest records and things like that. So they're obviously interested. They're very interested in the type of person you are as well as the type of player.
And that'll happen, too, with the rookie symposium after you're drafted. In June, all the draft choices
don't
go.
Leave early. Stay for that whole thing.
Yes.
That'll cost you $25,000 to leave early.
Definitely.
By the way, you can see Chris's story, his whole combine story now at VUCommodores.com. So go to VUCommodores.com and you can check all of that out. All right, Chris, let's get to where the rubber meets the road now. You grow up in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Who's your team? I mean, you got an NFL team, right? There's some team that you dreamed of as a kid playing for, or were you dreaming of playing for the St. Louis Cardinals or some baseball team?
Well, I grew up an Atlanta Braves fan as far as baseball go, but I was a Saints fan my whole life, even up until, you know, this past year.
It's okay to still be a Saints fan.
I'm going to be playing on the team now. I can't be a Saints fan anymore. So, I mean,
Saints draft you.
Yeah, I'm a Saints fan again.
He's got his red sweatshirt for the Braves. I see that.
No, but, I grew up, I wore a bag on my head with the Aints on it and everything. I mean, if you're a good Saints fan, you hate them every now and then. So,
you must have liked when you guys wore that, you know, with Vandy, you got so many different uniforms over there. When you wore the black jerseys and the gold helmet, you know, with the style, you almost feel like you're playing for the Saints a little bit there.
Yeah, I mean, it had that feel, definitely.
Is there a lot of teams that have talked to you about actually expressing interest in your services?
Definitely. The interview process started at the Senior Bowl, where you're meeting with GMs and coaches and scouts, and I probably met with about 24 teams there, mm-hmm. and then I had 19 scheduled interviews at the combine with you know, 19 different teams. So there's a lot of teams that are showing interest and that are interested in taking a tackle, whether it be they want me to come and play left tackle or right tackle or just be a swing guy up and down the line. I mean, I played everywhere. So they the more spots you can play, the better, because typically teams travel with seven linemen. So
are the teams talking to you more about left tackle, being a pure left tackle, and is that your preference?
Yeah, definitely. A lot of teams are interested in just a left tackle, but there are some teams in that are in need of a right tackle, and kind of they have an older left tackle, so maybe play 1 or 2 years at right and then move to left or that kind of thing. So you never really know what they want.
But you prefer left tackle?
I do prefer left tackle.
Well, and I think teams might be a little less wary. I mean, Joe Thomas stepped in as left tackle of Cleveland coming out of Wisconsin, and he had an unbelievable first year, ended up in the Pro Bowl. So, you know, I think, again, a smart guy who, you know, does the work and puts the work in, you know, it can do that. As a rookie, can step in and even play left tackle.
And left tackle is a good money position.
Well, that's
but he's not going to say anything about that.
That is the money position. Are you kidding me? All right. Getting back to the weight, though, for a moment now, you look like you're a guy that in a drop of a hat, you could go back to 275 pounds and be comfortable and shoot hoops in the gym. You know, obviously putting some weight on, you know, in the weight room and so on, they're gonna look for that kind of stuff. Talk a little bit about your workout routine and that you're working on now and what the teams are saying about your size and where they'd like you to be eventually.
I think all the teams are pretty happy with my size. You know, they think I carry my weight pretty well. It'll be 315 pounds. And as far as my workout routine goes, I'm before the combine, I was working, well, between the Senior Bowl and the combine, I was working more on kind of a track meet type of shape, leaning up, mm-hmm. looking good, you know, getting ready for the meat market type of deal. But then I went into now we'll be going back to kind of football shape, conditioning, more power, getting ready. I'm getting ready now more for mini camp.
Burst, more
yeah,
burst
just,
type issue,
you know,
yeah.
Getting ready to play football for 20 weeks.
By the way, Jeff, a 5.17 in the 40. He was the fastest tackle at the combine. I mean,
that's good stuff.
That is
but he's
good
not going to have to run a 40 too much. He's running for the 10 that's important.
What was your shuttle? I mean, because the shuttle's key, because that goes to foot speed and ability to, you know, to move quickly and change directions and stuff.
I think my shuttle was somewhere in the 4.8s. I'm not sure.
That's
though.
Solid. Yeah. Anything on it? Now, are you allowed to tell us, I mean, you know, Vandy guy and all, what about the Wunderlich? I mean, you know, did you knock that thing down pretty good or what, huh?
I actually didn't have my results. The first time I took it in the spring, I got a 31.
And a 31?
That'll work.
Oh, man.
I'm shooting for the 40. I tried to get a 40 on this one, so I think I pulled the 40.
That will definitely work.
That is tremendous stuff. Well, I'll tell you what, this is a very exciting time. It's got to be an exciting time for you and your family. We appreciate you taking some time to come out in the studio and talk to us about it. And we want to follow you. We're gonna track you down a little bit and follow you through the draft. I did this with D'Amico Ryans and some other guys that went through the draft. And it's always a lot of fun to kind of talk to you right before the draft and then after the draft and when you go through your first mini camp and all that stuff. So we wish you the best of luck with it and appreciate you coming down.
Hey, let's get one thing before we get him out of here with his basketball buddies. Big game tomorrow night. Who do you like?
Who do I like?
You got a prediction for us, Chris?
It's probably going to be Vandy by 4.
Ooh, okay.
You going to be there?
I'm thinking about it.
I just want to make sure the students want to know that you're going to be there because they don't want to be behind you in the student section. Tough enough to see the court there. All right, Chris, we appreciate it, man.
No problem. Thank you.
Best of luck, Chris.